We are going to continue the hour by checking in with one of our community partners, the folks at Bud Matthews Services. They provide all kinds of electrical, HVAC, home repair, renovations, and anything else you can imagine. BudMatthews.com is their website. Today, we're talking about electrical services and HVAC. We've got the senior manager of HVAC and electrical services, Norm Plummer, here in the studio this morning. Norm, how are you?
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. So tell us, first of all, about yourself, your background, and how you got into Bud Matthews Services in the first place.
Sure. So I've been in the heating and air conditioning world and or the electrical world since I graduated high school, so it's been a long time.
And it's like 11 years or so.
Maybe a little bit more than
okay.
that. Yeah. And we got partnered up with Bud Matthews a few years back, helping out with some electrical stuff. And then recently I came on board with them and I work supporting both the HVAC and electrical.
Nice. And Bud Matthews has been around for more than 40 years, going back to 1981. Electrical services is kind of a new offering for them. So what are some of the things that they do and you do?
It is. Yeah, sure. So probably one of the bigger things that we do are electrical maintenance, which is where we come into your house and we will check to see, is your house up to code? And if it's not, we point out some of those things, especially the things that are potentially dangerous. We want you to be aware of those things because most folks are not. On top of that, we will talk about things that maybe you've wanted to do over time and just haven't had a chance to, like a standby generator, whole house generator, whole house surge arresters. Maybe you want to add some recessed lighting or replace some ceiling fans. So those kind of things.
What's the most common thing that you see when you come over for an issue or an assessment, like stuff that people should be doing just on a regular maintenance basis, but maybe aren't?
Sure. So the big thing is most homeowners, including electricians, don't check their GFIs or their smoke alarms monthly. That should be done monthly. Probably the other big one we see is our breakers. The breaker box, those breakers have a shelf life like anything else. Every 20 to 25 years are supposed to be replaced. We see a lot of them that are 30, 40 years old. So we make recommendations to, you know, keep it in the back of your mind. You want to address this before there's a problem.
And we were talking before we started about the importance of early replacement rather than waiting until things are past their expiration date,
That's exactly right. Yeah. You want to definitely be proactive, not reactive on these things.
And we're talking electrical services, but also turning to HVAC. We've got summer coming up.
Sure.
People want to maintain or update or get their air conditioning tuned up. What are some of the services you offer there?
Sure. So the big thing, of course, this time of year is your spring maintenance. The reason we do maintenance, and a lot of folks kind of miss this, is it's very similar to change the oil in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We're not changing that oil because something is wrong. We're trying to prevent it from being a massive issue. And it's the same with the heating and air. So you want to maintain these things. They run all year long. You want to maintain them spring and fall. And this is a chance to get ahead of some of the big problems, maybe catch the problems while they're small. And then, of course, when the heat does come, which we're going to see very shortly here, you can get ahead of the game and get an early replacement. That way, when it's 95 degrees out, you're not in line waiting like everybody else is.
Speaking with Norm Plummer, again, Senior Manager of HVAC and Electrical Services at Bud Matthews Services. BudMatthews.com is their website. You can also schedule a service by giving them a call. 929-0203 is their number. And I like what you said about AC service, HVAC service, as kind of like the oil change or the tune-up to your vehicle, which suggests that this is something that you should just kind of automatically think about doing on a regular basis anyway. So how often should you call someone to call in to come in and take a look at the HVAC, take a look at the electrical system in your house?
Sure. So the electrical maintenance is annual.
Mm-hmm.
Your heating and air conditioning should be twice a year. So once in the spring, once in the fall. And something to be mindful of as well is for the HVAC side of things, if you don't properly maintain it, you can void your warranties.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the repairs are just astronomical at that point. So it's something you certainly want to avoid.
Are there things that people can do just kind of individually on their own without calling folks that can be helpful?
Sure. I mean, it's very wise for folks to change out their own air filters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes if it's in an attic or a crawl space, they don't necessarily want to be in those spots. So that's what we get paid to do. But that's something they can tackle.
HVAC related or electrical related, what are some of the cool new products you've got to offer?
So HVAC, so there's a couple of newer technologies out there that really focus on your comfort,
mm-hmm.
right? So heating and air conditioning, we're talking about comfort. And there's options that we can go over with the folks that can show them about that. On the electrical side, it's a whole different world, of course, but probably the most interesting thing is we have the ability to have wireless switches. So if you've got a a light fixture somewhere and you wish you had another switch, rather than having us run all kinds of wire and running the costs up, we can put in wireless switches for you.
Nice. What does that entail? Like, how does that, how much work is that?
It's not a lot, actually. So we have there's a certain type of switch mm-hmm. that we would replace, and that speaks to the remote switch.
Interesting.
So you could actually use that switch like a remote for your TV.
We talked about flying cars, but this is much more useful.
We're almost there, yeah.
Speaking with Norm Plummer again, HVAC and Electrical Services with Bud Matthews Services. Anything else that folks should know as we wrap up about what Bud Matthews has to offer or what folks should be doing on a regular basis to keep up with that?
You know, the maintenance is probably the most important thing this time of year. And again, trying to get ahead of the curve of the demand. Once the heat does come, everybody waits in line.
Yep.
So, you know, trying to get ahead of things is the most important.
And again, you can find Bud Matthews Services online at budmatthews.com. Two T's in Matthews there, budmatthews.com. You can also call them up, 919-929-0203. Norm Plummer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.